Hello, Mick.
Clearly nobody wants to lose by 50 points to 12, but you mentioned the attitude and the character of your side during that defeat to Wakefield, during obviously the difficult circumstances. What do your players learn from such a tough game, tough period?
Well, being in the cycle of the game, Mick, and understanding that you've got to keep working off the ball, you've got to be good in your systems, you've got to go set to set with these good Super League teams that are used to it and more experience, and ultimately never giving up, which we haven't done and we won't do. So ultimately it's just competing for the full 80 minutes and making sure we give a good showing of ourselves.
And just on that theme of having to play players over natural integration, 10 of the 17 that faced Wakefield on Saturday, were in the Championship last year playing part-time rugby league. Is it almost a case of short-term pain for long-term gain? Certainly when you look at players like Elliot Poposhi being exposed to a lot of Super League early on in his career.
Yeah, you can look at it a different couple of ways, Mick. Like, I'm really excited and positive about the opportunity that we've given lads like Poposhi, like Sam Hallis, you know, Brandon Douglas. We're giving these lads the opportunity to play Super League. Ultimately, they're probably playing a lot more minutes than they anticipated and what I anticipated right now because of the injuries. But it will only help us in the back of the day when we start getting bodies back. These blokes are more experienced playing at this level. They've been exposed to it. So it will only help us.
Just on this situation with the injuries, have you noticed it affecting the mindset, morale within the squad?
I haven't, no. I think what I found just today, we had a pretty difficult review. We had some really tough and honest conversations. We did a lot of problem solving within the meeting, but they've come in today with the spring on the step, realised that we weren't good enough at Wakefield, and no matter what team we put out, I and this club won't accept mediocrity. So it's all about effort based, and then if we put that performance in, we can still win games.
So I'm kind of guessing you either feel the strain of heavy defeats and let that beat you up, or I guess it, you know, tries to, you know, strengthen that next man up mentality that you've tried to instill amongst the playing group.
Yeah, it is, and that's what I've just spoke previously about, the next man up mentality. I think we've got to a point now where there's no men left, so, but I've been exposed to this before, and I'm experienced with the situation that happened at Salford, so I've seen what this looks like in its worst form, and that's why I'm very protective of what route we go next, whether we go loan, academy or reserve. So there's a duty occur for me with the reserves and the academy players in particular, and also making sure the right person that comes in will come in and aid the fight for us.
On those injuries, Kurt, how are the medical and conditioning staff coping with, you know, I think what you've described as a bit of a mounting injury crisis?
Yeah, pretty stressed to be honest, Mick. There's been a lot of tough conversations, a lot of trying to solve problems that potentially nobody knows the answers to right now. We're sending players for scans daily at the moment. There's been a lot of stress around it for the club and for my staff in particular, but ultimately this is down to nobody's fault. The injuries are so varying from outside backs to middles to knees to shoulders, so we know exactly where we're at. We're dealing with it the best we can, and ultimately our medical staff have been first class in responding quickly to everything that's happened.
I know you've said you've tried to perhaps speak to a number of people and get a number of opinions on why there's these mounting injuries. Have you spoke to any other Super League head coaches? Certainly York, Huddersfield are doing it tough with a similar mounting injury crisis.
I haven't, no. I think I'm just sitting feeling sorry for myself, Mick, instead of speaking to anybody about it. But no, like I said, there's a lot of clubs going through this, and you know, and it is a bit of a theme of Super League at the moment, but it is short-term pain. We'll get through it. We'll get better, we'll learn from it. The exposure for our players and younger players at this level will only help us as a club.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's news coming from Australia that because the NRL is plagued with a similar injury crisis, they're on about limiting training and certainly high-intensity contact in an effort to stop these injuries. Is that something you'd support if the RFL followed suit with what the NRL are looking at bringing in?
I'm not sure, but what I will say for us right now is nothing will change for us. We still have to train at a very high intensity. We've just had a training session with 15 players. It was extremely intense, it was physical, but still with a duty occur of making sure we're looking after bodies, and the bodies that are fit are right to play this week. So ultimately we're still training at a level that's pushing us at our limits to still compete in Super League.
I know you said Issa Masters is out for the season. Is there any time frame on Joe Mellor, especially considering, you know, his contributions to the club thus far?
Not right now, Mick. I'll probably know Monday, but from the conversations that I've had, you're probably looking around 6 to 8 weeks.
And on Dan Russell, you mentioned it was his other leg, ankle, that he came off with. Is he okay now, or is he still a doubt for Saturday?
Apologies, it was his other knee, so he's in pain with his other knee. He hasn't trained today, and again, he's very much 50-50 for the game of the weekend.
And just on Rowan Milnes, you mentioned post-match that although he's been playing through the pain barrier, you might need to put a little bit of pressure on Rowan to play. What's the latest on Rowan for this week?
So Rowan has had his jab today in his abductor. You know, we'll probably have to wait up until Thursday before the pain wears off and it really kicks in. But ultimately, I'll be led by Rowan and the medical staff. And if he's not fit to play, I won't play him.
And I'm kind of guessing when you say 15 fit players, one of those would be Mitch Souter, who was 18th man on Saturday.
Yeah, Mitch is fit and he's ready to go. He's desperate for an opportunity and he's been training brilliantly.
And just on Will Gardner, I'm sure you've reviewed his performance in the reserve game. What's your thoughts on what you've seen? And I'm kind of guessing he's going to be one of those 15 players in the squad.
Yeah, guards, you have to be considered because we're so short on bodies. In an ideal world, I'd like him to have another run in the reserves just to get some minutes back into his legs and get used to playing rugby again. But we might not be in that situation. I'll probably know more Wednesday, Thursday. But yeah, his performance, it was, considering the kid had not played for so long, was pretty impressive. He played around 60, 65 minutes. His effort areas in particular was very good. And he was tight in his defence, so what we'd seen from him in his first game back was pretty impressive.
Is Jamie Gill back from his ankle knock?
Yeah, so Jamie rolled his ankle over at Dewsbury. Yeah, he's back training and he is in selection to play, contention to play, sorry.
And just on Jamie Gill, it would be his Super League debut. That'd be quite a story for him, for the club. It'd be a positive, I guess, you know, despite this injury crisis.
Yeah, it would be if he could play central or wing, Mick. Yeah, we've got the thing is, we've got a load of middles fitting the outside backs all pivot. So, but yeah, when he does make his debut, it'll be a huge day for the club. We'll celebrate internally, and yeah, it'll be a really exciting occasion for us.
I know you've mentioned you're scouring the loan market. Obviously, you're at the behest of the clubs and the coaches. Are you confident that you can add numbers to those 15 for the game on Saturday?
I'm probably more hopeful than confident. I've probably spoken to 4 or 5 different clubs and I'm probably waiting on 1 or 2 at the moment. So I'd say it's more hope than getting it over the line.
And just, I mean, I'm not saying you're doing this, but obviously a lot of people will look at perhaps, you know, the Super League squads. Have you been looking further down in the Championship?
Yes, we have. We have, yeah, we've had conversations. We spoke about the top Championship clubs in particular. But again, it's very difficult, Mick, because to just bring somebody in for a week and disrupt what they're doing as an individual and as a team, it becomes very difficult for the club as well. So we need to be very careful of what we do, even though we're in a pretty desperate situation.
And just finally from me, Kurt, if there's a message to the fans about, you know, the squads, resilience and confidence despite, you know, this injury crisis, what would that be?
Yeah, I think it's a very unique situation. I think we knew as a club, as me as the head coach, the fans of this rugby club, we was always going to go through a little bit of adversity this year. It was going to happen. Probably the severity of what's hit us right now in regards to 13 injuries is pretty unique. But ultimately, it's giving opportunities for our young bulls to go out there and play Super League. And in these tough moments, please support us. Please stick with us. We are going through a bit of a roller coaster at the moment, but we'll come out the good side of this. And please keep supporting us brilliantly like you have been doing.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.